I'm Darren Levy, and this is Citywide, airing every Tuesday evening from 7:30 to 8 p.m. right here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York and WNYU.org, New York University Radio. Citywide features insight from some of New York's most innovative artists. Today we will be talking with Robert Ashley. He's been pioneering contemporary music since the 60s, and he's known to some as the grandfather of experimental opera. His new opera, titled Concrete, will be opening on January 17th at La Mama. And now, here to talk with us is Robert. Thank you very much for joining us here on Citywide, Robert.
Thank you.
Let's begin by having you tell us about your new opera, Concrete.
Well, I've tried to make it different from the operas that I've been doing for the last 15 years, in that I've wanted the singers to be entirely free of meter, beat, you know, when to come in and that kind of thing. I wanted the singers, in other words, the singers are actually free, except that they take their pitch cues from the orchestra materials. So otherwise, I wanted it to be pure storytelling in song.
Can you tell us, is there a storyline to the opera?
Well, there are four singers, and the opera has the form of five discussions among those four singers, and they discuss things like, why do people keep secrets about themselves? Why do all the buildings in New York have perfect vertical alignment when the earth is supposed to be round? Why do most of the games that humans play go counterclockwise? And whatever happened to old friends of mine? That is to say, whatever happened to old friends? And I wonder where they are now. So then the last discussion is about a recounting of a story of the person everybody's talking about who has seen a flying carpet, as in the famous flying carpets.
So it seems like a lot of those questions, how are they related? Are they related in any way, or does that come together in the piece?
Well, I think it comes together in the sense that the discussions are very fast. I mean, you know, there are four people talking as though it were one person talking to himself. And so, you know, there are the statements, and then the questions about that, and then the answers and the questions, and this just goes on very, very rapidly among the four singers for about, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes. And then between those five conversations, between one and two, there's a story about a person who did something very brave and possibly even illegal in their life. And now they're old and they're retired, and they have this secret that about themselves that no one else knows.
What is the process when you're creating an opera like this?
You know, the idea is that you have, I don't know how it is for other composers, but for me, I have an idea of a sound in my mind. In this case, the sound of the singer being entirely free of beats and that kind of thing. I had this idea that I've been working on for the past couple of years. And I try to make that so that it's simple for the singers to tell these peculiar stories in song, and yet to follow the orchestra in terms of the pitches they choose. Now I should say that the orchestra materials are made so that the orchestra changes more or less continuously. That means that sometimes the pitches changes continually, and it changes from night to night, so that the orchestra is never the same. The orchestra just keeps evolving, and the orchestra tries to, track the singers. The orchestra tries to find the mood that the singer is in at that particular night, and how the singer is trying to tell the story on that particular night.
Do you think that poses a challenge for the orchestra and the performer?
Well, I'm doing the orchestra, so yeah, it definitely poses a challenge, because that means that I have to pick orchestra materials out of, I don't know, some 60 or 80 samples that I have, and all of the processing that's involved with the program. So, in other words, my job in making the orchestra is to try to be where the singers are in terms of what their mood is that night and how they feel about telling the story.
Your work has been described as experimental opera. Can you tell us what that means?
I don't know what it means. I've never thought of anything I did as experimental, because, you know, I've been doing it so long and I'm so good at it that I know what I'm doing before I do it. So there's nothing really experimental about it. I think that the word experimental got into contemporary music, I don't know, God, in the 1970s or something like that, to distinguish it from traditional opera, you know, European opera.
So you would classify your opera more as contemporary?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I think this opera, Concrete, is actually... I don't think it's been done before. I don't think this kind of relationship between the singers and the orchestra has been attempted, and I think it's going to come out pretty good. We've rehearsed, and I think the singers will be in very, very, very much in command of what they're doing.
I know that the singers in this opera, they've been working with you for over 20 years.
Yeah.
How does it develop something would be if you were just coming on with singers who, you know, for the first time?
Well, I'm really not interested in that. You know, I've never been interested in writing conventional opera for any singer who happens to be hired by that opera company. I've been working with these singers, Sam Ashley, Tom Buckner, Jackie Humbert, and Joan LaBarbera. I've been working with them for, pretty much 20 years. So I know what they sound like. I know what they do. And I know what they're going to try to do. So it's closer to some sort of a, I hate to say this because it's not jazz, but I think it's closer to a jazz ensemble, like the Miles Davis Band or the Duke Ellington Band, where the audience comes expecting to hear certain characters do what they do. You know, what is their identification?
You're listening to Citywide on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. I'm Darren Levy, and I'm talking with opera composer Robert Ashley, whose new piece, Concrete, will be opening at La Mama on January 17th. Now, I know you have other pieces, too. I have a couple CDs here of Celestial Excursions and Dust.
Yeah.
Could you describe those pieces
for us? Well, both of those pieces are extremely... how do you say, specific for the singers. That is, I mean, the singers have to come in on a certain beat, on a certain measure, on a certain part of the beat, on a certain measure, and they have to sing together, and they have to, you know, their pitches are assigned so that they're singing in harmony. Now, this... Those pieces were very difficult for the singers, and they did them beautifully, I must say. You have the CDs of mm-hmm. them, and but I just sort of got tired of that way of working. I've been thinking for the past couple of years about this idea of the singers being free of all those time restrictions, and I've been thinking about the idea of the singers changing the song, changing their solos, or changing their part in the ensemble sections according to how they feel that night, because that's a very important part of music.
Now, what advice do you have for someone who wants to be a successful composer?
I can hardly advise myself. I don't know what to advise anybody else. Mm. But I think that originality is still an important, maybe the most important quality that European and American audiences look, and Japanese audiences look for. Now, I can't speak for the whole world, but we've toured Europe, you know, for 20 some years. I don't know how many years, and I think that the Europeans and the Americans like something new. I think they like the idea of something being different from what they've heard before.
Now, would you be able to tell us who are some of your influences?
People who have influenced me?
Yep.
Oh, well, not so much in the opera, and not so much in the opera world, because I've pretty much invented a new kind of opera. I mean, I got interested, oh, I don't know, 30 years ago, in opera for television, which means that, which uses the technology of television, and that means that the scenes can change very quickly, and the singers are always using microphones, and that means that their pitch range is restricted. Is restricted because of the speed of American English. So I've been trying to make operas that sound like that use the speed and the characteristic of American English.
So you mentioned you've been in for 30 years. How have you noticed opera evolve?
Actually, there isn't much. I mean, we've been other opera composers and I have been held back by the resources that are available to us. I mean the financial resources in particular. I mean the number of rehearsals that you can ask for and what you can expect to get from singers. I think that American opera has been crippled by that. And I mean opera that's composed for a standing opera company like the, you know, the Metropolitan Opera or the Houston Opera, whatever. You have to write for their singers and you have to write for their orchestra. And that means that you have to do something that can be done basically in like three rehearsals. And I don't like to think about doing music that way. I like to think, I mean, working with my ensemble, we not only put in many hours of rehearsal, but having worked with them for 20 years, I have a great advantage in knowing what they're going to sound like.
Do you find that to be a really difficult part of composing when you're not sure how your singers will sound?
I don't have any problem with how my singers will sound. I mean, I know exactly how they'll sound because they've been my friends for like 25 to 30 years, yeah. And we've been singing together for like 20 years. Yeah. So I don't have any problems with that. That's why I made that analogy to a jazz ensemble. Now, I have to keep repeating that this is not jazz, but, you know, if you take, for instance, the Miles Davis Band as an example, you know who each of those people are and what their playing characteristics are. So, when Miles Davis brings that band together, he knows what they're going to do. Now, I have the same feeling about my singers. I know more or less precisely what they're going to do with a certain phrase or with a certain song or something like that.
What do you enjoy most about composing?
Well, that's a hard question. Composing makes you come to grips with something that you have imagined for maybe a long time, or maybe just a year or two, and it inspires you and it challenges you to be able to make those sounds.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to finish up. But before we do, after someone sees your new opera, Concrete, what do you want them to leave thinking?
I don't know what I want them to leave thinking. I want them to appreciate the singing. I want them to appreciate how good these singers are.
I definitely look forward to seeing it, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Concrete will be running at La Mama from January 17th to the 21st. For more information about Robert Ashley's opera, you can visit lamama.org. That's lamama.org. That's it for Citywide. I'm Darren Levy. You can email your comments about today's show to citywide@wnyu.org. Visit Citywide on the web at wnyu.org/citywide. We'll be back next week with more Arts Talk, but for now, keep it here on New York University Radio, because up next is experimental acoustic music with Heather on Outside. Thanks so much for tuning in, and from everyone here at WNYU News, have a great night.